From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, I'm Ben Philpott, and this is Agenda Texas, your inside guide on everything under the dome and how it hits home. Texas lawmakers are slowly cranking up the 83rd legislative session. A major focus so far has been how to spend billions of dollars in extra revenue. Governor Rick Perry knows what should be done with that money.
It's time for us to take a hard look at providing tax relief.
That's Perry talking tax cuts to the Texas House on the opening day of the legislative session. Since then, he hasn't really gotten much more specific. So to help us decipher just what the governor might have in mind, I'm joined by Texas Monthly senior executive editor Paul Burka. So, Paul, the governor wants tax relief. What does that mean?
Well, I think Governor Perry, in general, his philosophy of government is to hold down spending. If you're giving tax relief, what in effect you're doing is not spending the money on major government projects.
Tax relief could then just be code for reduced government spending.
I believe that that is another way to translate it.
So far, when he's asked about specifics, he says little, but he has asked for help.
I mean, I'd love to hear from the people of the state of Texas. You know, what can we do to reduce the cost of doing business in the state of Texas?
Paul, he wants to hear from the people of Texas. What's his motivation there?
I think he wants to engage the public on his ideas. The part of governing that Perry likes the best is to get out among the public and campaign.
I've seen at least one Perry critic say the reason he's asking for help is because he has no ideas of his own. But you don't think that's a fair characterization?
No, I don't. I wouldn't say that he's asking the public because he doesn't know. And I think Perry always has a plan.
Do you think we're going to get tax cuts this session?
I think we'll get it. I don't think we'll get tax relief that would be evenly doled out.
But you think somewhere, some business is going to get a little break on this.
I think there'll be some. And actually, I don't think it's inappropriate. We have a big surplus in the Treasury.
Paul Burka is senior executive editor of Texas Monthly Magazine. Tax cuts, education spending, water, transportation. What issues are important to you? Drop us a line at agendatexas@kut.org, and we'll try to get an answer for you. You're listening to Agenda Texas. This is Agenda Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. Texas Governor Rick Perry will be delivering his biennial State of the State speech Tuesday. This will be his 7th address. In all his past speeches, he has called for improved schools or better roads, more freedom. But the governor has also used the address as a place to stress his conservative values, especially heading into sessions where money is tight and bills that cost nothing become very popular. Like 2011.
We need to protect the unborn by fast-tracking the sonogram bill so that women are fully medically informed before they make the life-changing decision to terminate a pregnancy.
Governor Perry's 2007 State of the State included what some called his best policy initiative and his worst. The governor called for the creation of a $3 billion fund for cancer research. In the same speech, however, he also asked lawmakers to sell the state lottery to boost revenues and called for a program to vaccinate young girls against a virus that causes cervical cancer.
I refuse to look a young woman in the eye who suffers from this form of cancer and tell her that we could have stopped it, but we didn't.
Republican lawmakers almost immediately balked. So what will we get this year? He might call for funding the state water plan, just like he did back in 2009. You can hear the governor's speech live Tuesday morning at 11 on KUT 90.5. I'm Ben Philpott. Thanks for listening.